Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Boy, I guess thoughts and prayers this morning. Thoughts and prayers to Katie's one-eyed mother.
Oh.
Who has become quite the character on this show.
You don't have to preface it with what? That, though. She doesn't like that.
She doesn't like it? But, yeah, I mean, she's got one eye. That's how we've all come to love her and adore her.
No?
Because she's got one eye. Come on.
That's just you. But, yes, my mom.
That's what makes her unique.
She went through it this weekend, Jeremy.
What happened?
Okay. So my mom loves to camp. And she's such an active person. I worry about her sometimes with all the activity that she does. Mm-hmm. But she loves to camp. She goes camping with her friends a lot in the summer. And so she was out camping and at like 11 o'clock at night went to go use the like porta potty, essentially, right?
Yeah, a little outhouse or whatever.
But yeah, like it's an actual little bathroom, though, that you walk into and there's a toilet and stuff. So it's not just a little porta potty.
It's like an outhouse.
It is, but so she walks in there, immediately slips, falls, cracks her head on the concrete toilet, and then so she doesn't hurt the back of her head. Mm-hmm. She puts her hand behind her head so it doesn't crack on the floor.
Yeah.
She broke her wrist.
Did she really?
My mom is a barber.
Yeah.
And she just broke her left wrist in March.
How did she do that?
She, again, fell. And so she just broke her left wrist in March, and that was just slowly healing. Again, she cuts hair for a living.
This is bad news
she
for your mom.
She had to take time off when the left wrist broke. It was just finally becoming better, then she breaks her right wrist, her dominant
hand. What's she going to do?
So she's going to be out of work for a couple months now.
Does she have somebody that can help her cut hair?
My brother has to take care of her.
Is he going to start cutting hair?
He can't cut hair, no. She's going to lose out on some money. We're kind of concerned about my mom right now in that regard, but thankfully my brother's going to be there to help take care of certain things.
Because
here's the thing, I didn't realize this. My mom's like, yeah, my friend Holly's going to come over and help me put my bra on tonight.
Oh, Holly sounds friendly.
She's going to come back on Tuesday and help me put it on again. And I was like, wait,
who's
you're just
going
to keep your bra on that whole time, Mom? She's like, well, I kind of have to when this happens.
Can she just do like a sports bra?
You can't, but even that, you can't. There's so many things that her left wrist is barely better. But here's the thing, she was of all the things, she's like, I can't cook, you know, like they're having to like eat a lot of things that are already prepared, which my mom hates. Like she's just like all of these things, she can't reach things like because she
you can't stretch.
So
there's so much. You can't button your pants.
She can't button her pants.
How's she?
It's a big deal.
I mean,
she did
you
tell
think
me,
about restroom.
It's so funny because this did come up where she was like, I can wipe my own butt.
Okay,
and
well, she's got that going for her.
I said, thank God. And then audibly in the background, I heard my brother, thank God.
What do you do in that situation? Yeah. You got to help mom out, I guess.
He's the one taking care of her. And I'm just so grateful. I have the best brother on the planet.
You
and
owe
it's
him.
In cases like this that we really see it. I mean, Bubba, he's the best. There's no better than Bubba.
You, are you guys starting to have some hard conversations about your mom?
This was such an eye-opener because I am just like, what do you mean you fell?
Again.
And I get it. Like, again. I know. Again.
This is time to have some conversations.
I have never, ever, ever worried about my mom because she's the healthiest person in the family. Like, she's the oldest of all of her siblings and she's in the best shape of everybody. Like, my mom works out every day. She, you know, drinks fiber shakes for breakfast. Mm. My mom is known
Thank
for
God
saying
she can wipe
that
herself.
I know.
Thank God.
That's what my brother said. That's
regular.
What my brother said.
Wow.
But no, my mom is known for saying the skin of the apple, that's a treat when she eats she only eats the skin of the apple. And then when she eats the actual fruit, that's a treat for her because that's the extra sugar.
Weird.
Like my mom's like that. She's so healthy. So I've never worried about her in the sense of,
but she's going to be okay.
Is she going to be okay?
This like, is, but she's going to be okay
like, I mean,
this, from
it,
this.
It's going to be fine. It's her wrist. So I, you know, but when you start getting older, you know, your bones like,
takes longer to heal. You're definitely more fragile.
Yes.
She's going to bruise like crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like,
she's going to look bad.
Her face is all busted up. My brother
she's going to look so bad.
My brother said she came home. This happened Friday night. She still camped with all of her friends until Sunday.
She's this hearty North Dakota chick, though, too.
She didn't want to, quote, ruin the vibe. Mom, you need to go to the hospital. Her whole face is covered in bruises. And so
she better go see if she like broke her.
She did. No, she went
broke
to the
her
doctor.
Face.
She went to the doctor. She got the whole concussion protocol, but like she walked in the door, didn't even call my brother. And so she walks in the door, and he's like, "What happened to you? You
know? I fell in an outhouse. Exactly. No big deal. Oh, life goodness. Goes on." She's a hearty North Dakota chick.
She really
chick.
Is. She's as hearty as all get out.
She's
going to
bounce back.
Yeah. She sure will. But it is, you're right. It kind of just like.
But you probably should start. Is it just your brother? Do you have you have your sister?
I have an older sister. You have the more successful sister. There's four of us. Okay. Again, why are you prefacing everything today?
Yeah, she's super successful. So you guys should probably sit down and have a conversation about what's going on with your mom. And like, if you're going to have to ship her out here, she might have to live with you.
I know.
Because you're. You're got nothing else. You're single. Like you can.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Damn, dude.
Your other well, siblings are really busy and they have families and
painting a pretty picture for me, aren't you?
Yeah. So you might have to adopt your mother and have her at the house.
Which that would.
Why
be
wouldn't
awesome.
You? You could bring her in on a daily basis. Yeah. So we could like look at her fake eye and stuff. Mm-hmm. It'll be awesome.
At least she wipes her own butt.
Hey, quick question. When she fell, did the eye pop out?
No. Stop it, Jeremy. Why is that your question?
You feel like if you hit hard, that eye's.
Mama
the
Mitchell's doing fine.
Boom, which in the forest somewhere. Oh, ladies, I have a question for you. Katie, I think you're a lady, right?
Hey, yeah.
Most
yes,
of the time.
Yes, Jeremy.
She does a lot of scratching and burping and farting and spitting, but.
Shut up.
Ladies, at what age do you all morph into crazy plant ladies?
Oh, I'm
what
not
age
there.
Is that? Because I think Nick Nack is. Is there?
Is that happening?
It's happening in my house.
Oh.
Every time I turn around, there's another plant popping up in the house. How many little gnats we got flying around?
Oh, I bet. That's the thing is they bring the bugs.
You
for
gotta,
sure.
Yeah, you can't overwater them. You can't underwater them. There's all sorts of rules. I joke. My house is not disgusting like that. But every now and then, there's a gnat flying around, and I'm like. Too many plants.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I went upstairs last night, and in the master bathroom, there's a ledge, and there's like a 4-foot-tall plant all out of nowhere on this ledge. And I'm like, where the hell did this come from?
And I'm sure it scared you at first. You thought it was a person.
Like, I was like, is this fake? And I went over and like squeezed it and looked. I was like, no, this is... It's another plant in the house. And I was like, Nicole, Nick Nack. And she said, well, it's a rescue. It's her rescue plant.
The rescue plants?
It's a rescue plant. Yeah. She was in Sam's Club. And all these plants were on clearance for $10. And they were shoved way in the back in the dark. And they weren't getting sold. She said she had to rescue it. It was her rescue plant.
Sounds like baby Nana. That's what
does
she
do that too?
She has 87 plants.
Oh
in
my
her,
god, that's
she has
too many
in her room, and then out in like the laundry room area because she has the basement where she lives. So in just the basement,
how do you
area,
walk around?
Baby Nana has 87 plants within that little space.
That's too much maintenance and watering.
She loves it. Like once a week, she does her plants. Like she waters and takes care of her plants, and she tries to give me rescue plants.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know that that's
you'll kill
a
it for
slow,
sure.
tragic death for them.
You're really busy.
I killed an air plant once. Like,
yeah, you
I just
can't do
killed
that.
A succulent accidentally.
Those are so easy to take
I
care
know,
of.
Like,
like
I
does she
not
know, like,
good
do all these
it.
Plants get along? Because can you put, like, certain species of plants with other species? Or do they fight? Or do they release chemicals and try to kill each other?
From
or?
What I understand, all plants get along. So
really?
It's all this one inclusive plant community.
So she's starting early because she's young. She's a Zia, right?
This is one of those little grandma habits that little Gen Zers do.
Yep,
where,
so
you know,
she's starting early.
After she's done taking care of her plant, she
knits.
Crochets in a little plant.
Wait till she's my wife's age. She's going to be living in a greenhouse
I know.
Yeah. She's going to morph. So I gave a shout out to our teachers and students a little bit ago from Adams 12 School District and Littleton Public Schools. So all going back to school today. Hopping on those buses, hanging out in the carpool lanes, wondering if they're going to have pigs in a blanket for lunch. Congratulations to all the kiddos heading back. Andrea also wrote in and said, give a shout out to the Jeffco teachers because they're headed back in today to get some things done. Get those bulletin boards in order.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to our teachers in Jeffco heading back today. We appreciate you guys so darn much. Katie had a story the other day about the hardest grade that you'll ever attend in school.
Yeah. So if you have a kiddo that's getting ready to go back into third third grade, maybe you can give them.
That's the hardest one.
Yeah, a little third. Extra attention. And here's why. They break it down pretty easily. They talk about how third grade can bring big emotions because kids are growing socially, but they're still trying to learn how to manage their feelings. So they're out there.
Same kids. You know,
well, exactly.
Same.
And here's the thing is a lot with third graders, you may seem them overconfident at one point because they're trying to overcompensate for not knowing how to do things, right?
Wow.
But overwhelm the next. So it's really hard. That grade is really hard for kids to kind of navigate. I think it is. I agree 100%.
Is this a grade that we've got to start learning long division?
Well, no, it's like the fact that they have to learn how to be a little human, but they're still trying to figure out how to do it. Like, there's no textbook
for that.
Just
worried about when they're getting the next juice box.
I know. So, but then they're also learning how to become friends with people, how to develop their own personality. There's a lot that happens into third grade.
I didn't realize that third grade was so intense. I don't remember all this.
It's very vivid in my brain. Like,
really?
It was my favorite teacher, Mr. Thompson. He was the teacher who called me Katie. All the other teachers called me by my real government name, Katrina. Made me seem like I was in trouble, but he was like, "What do you want to be called?" And I was like, "Well, Katie." And he's like, "Okay." And from then on,
Katie
I was Katie.
Now
exactly.
sit crisscross applesauce.
I felt seen thanks to Mr. Thompson. And so I just think that if more people realize that about third grade, like really, you know, dial in on them in that third grade period of their lives. Because
all
need
the
it.
Kids going into third grade this morning have giant eyes right now. They're like, what am I getting
minute.
Into?
What is happening?